just want to touch on some of the bracha, the halachas of the same bracha, the same talamot, the bracha, the same bracha. We switched starting the first night of Chol HaMoed Pesach. We switched on the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. We no longer ask the same talamot of the bracha. We now say the same bracha. If a person mistakenly said the same talamot of the bracha, so he should go back to the beginning of the bracha Baruch Aleinu and correct himself. That he should go back to the beginning of the bracha Baruch Aleinu. Person gets to the end of the bracha and he says already says Baruch Ata Hashem. So the Chayyadim points out that the person should finish off with the words Lamdeni Chukecha. He realizes that he made a mistake and he said the same Talamot to the bracha. He already said Baruch Ata Hashem, but he did not say the end of the bracha yet Mevorach Hashanah. So at that point in time he corrects. He says Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tillim. Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk in Tillim. So he did not say a bracha levatala. He said the bracha. So he goes back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, and he says Baruch Aleinu properly to that. It continues on. A person already finished the bracha, and he's holding anywhere further in Shemoneh Esrei until he's actually finished the Shemoneh Esrei. We'll see what that is in a moment. He goes back to Baruch Aleinu. What constitutes finishing Shemoneh Esrei? If a person usually says Yil Ratzon at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, so you say Yil Ratzon. According to the standard minhag is to say it twice, once immediately after the bracha of Hamavarecha Samo Yisrael Bashalom. And the second time a person says Yil Ratzon right before he takes, or he says Oyser Shalom. So a person has not said Yil Ratzon yet, he's still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back to Baruch Aleinu, and he continues from there. If a person already said Yil Ratzon Imrei Fi the second time, he has to go back and start Shemoneh Esrei over again from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The question which comes up is there's an interesting halacha which the Shulchan Aruch brings down, mentions. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Tshuvas HaRosh raised the following question. Our cycle that we say Talamot to the Bracha in the winter, and we say Bracha in the summer, we don't ask for rain in the summer because we follow B'nai Bavel, and B'nai Bavel, their need for rain started 60 days into the Kufa of Tishrei, which is December 5th, and it continued until Pesach time. After Pesach time, they did not need rain. But the Rosh was asked in this tshuva, he was asked that in a place like Germany, which where he was living, where rain was needed at least until Shavuos time, the springtime rain was still needed to be able to grow the crops, etc. Why don't we say the same Talamot de Bracha even during that time also? It's not a halachic issue, we're following a minig, etc. It depends on what the need of the land was. And considering where we lived, so we should say B'set Talamot HaDivracha even in the summertime, or even at least in the springtime. So the Rosh answer that is correct. If you're living in a country, not in this individual city, but a country in general which needs rain during that period of time, the proper thing to do is to say B'set Talamot HaDivracha even during that time. Then the Rosh then ends off in his true, but he says, but all the other, everybody else disagrees with me. So the Beis Yosef says, based on this, it's in Kufi Zion, that since the Rosh himself says that everybody disagrees with him, l'chadchila we do not do like the Rosh. But the question comes up in the B'di'evid, we have the Rosh who says that a person, when he asks, at least during the time till Shavuos, in the springtime, which in America we need rain, this is what our growing season is. Should we go back at that point in time and go back and correct ourselves, considering the fact that according to the Rosh, we need rain? So this is the question which the Beis Yosef says. It's a Bidi Evid, you would follow the Rosh and be semech on the Rosh. So if you live in a country, which the country in general needs, in the Bidi Evid, you do not go back, except he says that you should go back with Bataris to Tfilas Nadava. There's a concept in Allah called Tfilas Nadava. There's a person ready daven once, he wants to daven a second time. He could daven a second time. We don't do that. A person wants to daven a second shacharis. He wants to daven to Hashem again. He loves Hashem. He wants to daven a second time. We don't do that. But in the case of a questionable case like this, a person would go back and make it tonight. If I'm a chuyif to repeat my Shemoneh Esrei, I'm doing it as a repetition. If not, I'm doing it as a tefillas nedava. And this is what is brought down in halacha. Now, the Bir halacha says, this: we only follow this halacha if there's a drought. What the Rosh was talking about, a case where there was a drought and there was a real need at that point in time, then we follow, we do not go back. But in general, we do not follow this psak. In general, we go back like the Shulchan Aruch basically says, the person would go back like we mentioned before. that a person would be aware of the situations which we've had over the years where there have been drought, the halacha would actually would change in how to deal with the issue of a person saying, talamotar u'bracha during the summertime. Have a good morning.